Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. My name is Mark Gunn, and I just got back from ALAP, a long-expected party in central Kentucky, and it was awesome. But first, I want to let you know what this show is going to be a little bit about, because I'm going to tell you a little bit about ALAP, but this is a little bit different. So I have a site called a Patreon site. This is a site specifically for my patrons. And each month, I'm going to be doing an update for you wonderful patrons, the ones who are financially supporting my music and publishing and podcasting and all that stuff. And I think for the first episode of each month, I'm going to also cross-publish it here on the Celtic Geek, except you who are patrons are going to get a longer episode. So something extra cool to look forward to. In the meantime, I want to talk about ALAP. But before I even get to that, I want to talk about some upcoming shows. I have four shows, but there's the weekend of the 10th, 11th, and 12th, I have three house concerts up in the Maryland, Virginia area. Maryland and Reston, Virginia. I know it's the one in Virginia. So it's all in that area, but there are three separate house concerts, and there'll be a link in the show notes if you want to attend any of those events. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know what I'll be doing in each of those shows. It's going to vary for each one, I think. So, you know, if there's something you want to hear, multiple somethings you want to hear, come to all of them, you know. They're all open, technically open to anyone who wants to attend, though they are considered private events. If you would like to attend and you can't get on to the Facebook event pages that they've created, then email me, let me know so that I can update that information. The next event is a public event for everyone, and it is on October 19th, which is Firefly Drinking Songs on Concert Window. This is the huge event for you Concert Window people. I really appreciate everyone who's been watching me streaming these live shows, and I have the next one set up. So mark your calendars, October 19th, Sunday, October 19th. I would love to see you on that site. Come say hi. Now, ALAP was absolutely amazing once again. I don't know how to describe it. Here's what I do know. Okay, so the very first ALAP was in 2008, and it was magical. That's the word I like to use. Magical. We left there exhilarated, happy, joyous, geeking out on all things Lord of the Rings, Tolkien, Hobbit. It was incredible. It was magical. The second one, you know, we sat around saying, "Well, can you beat the first one?" And we did. It was magical, but it was a little bit more than just magical, because what it also had, where the first one had just total geeking out on Lord of the Rings stuff, the second one had great musical crack, to use the Irish phrase. Basically, we gathered in the Irish pub, or the pub there, and we had an Irish session. And it was all started by Christine, who just did an absolutely brilliant time. She just went down there to play, and then Samantha joined in, then I joined in. Next thing you know, we're joyously exhausted from playing tunes and singing songs. I like to describe it as a lot like the scene in The Lord of the Rings when all the hobbits are gathered in the pub, and there's music and there's dancing and songs and tunes and all this great stuff, and you know, people dancing on the tables. It's like that, except Pippin is wearing a Jane's hat. So it was just absolutely incredible. And could it be just as good as those first two events? Could ALAP 3 be just as good? And the answer is yes. But this time, it took a shift. I think ALAP matured this year. So whereas the first couple of years it was small and it just was still developing in what it was going to be, this latest one felt like it was finally had matured. Now, and we also hit a tipping point. Now, if not familiar with Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, he talks about the 150 rule, where basically when you get over 150 people in or whatever, you know, there's a tipping point when things start to change. And one of the things that happens is grouping people. Some of the comments after the event were that people were grouping a little bit too much. But it's kind of a natural thing that happens when you have basically 170 plus people attending the event. That's how many people showed up this year at ALIP 3. There's like over 170 people. So obviously there's going to be some tipping. And of course, now, one of the things, though, that I described for this one is it was about a lot more about community. Nevertheless, the way people, everyone interacts and supports ALEP, which is absolutely amazing. Now, yes, there were some people who said that they felt a little bit cut out of the grouping because, again, that's one of the things that happened. So we're already talking about how we can, you know, get people a little bit integrated into the event a little bit better for the next ALEP. An ALEP year away. That was one of the funny things that Josh came up with. He said, an ALEP year is 3 years. Leap year is 2 years or whatever, 4 years. Well, an ALEP year is 3 years. And I thought that was cute. But the idea will be at the next ALEP year, we're going to get people a little bit more involved. Because I know for one, you know, total introvert. So when it came to me being at the event, I was, you know, I arrived. I remember Wednesday evening, I just felt overwhelmed, shy, secluded. I was a bit inside myself. I greeted the people that I knew and that I was looking forward to seeing. But most people, I was not reaching out, pumping hands and saying, thank you so much for attending, like I probably should have been. But that's just not the way I am. Now, if we have a nice mixer on Wednesday night, which is what we're talking about, where we can, you know, interact with people a little bit more, I think that will solve that problem. Nevertheless, the community is what really drove this event in my mind. Because there are all sorts of communal things, everything from, you know, these wonderful dinners. God, the food was amazing this year. And it was every year, really. Shaker Town does themselves. But people were getting, obviously there's we had our little musical community. We had a dance community with where we were learning dances and just interacting. There's the choirs. I think the choirs outdid themselves this year. The elf choir, in particular, the dwarf choir. Those are just absolutely fantastic. I absolutely love hearing them. If you listen to Jeff Murray interview, I think, and maybe also the Bilbo Baggins interview. I can't remember which, but there you can hear the choir in the background. It is gorgeous. And then there's all sorts of events. You know, people were, some of the members, this is the thing that a lot of the people who are attending, they were the ones who were presenting. So there was like a calligraphy thing. There is, There were some swordplay. There was some hikes and there's some crafting. There's all sorts of these things where people were getting involved and sharing. I honestly don't even know all the things that were happening. I was just looking at the schedule and seeing a zillion items with people saying, "I'm going to do this. I want to do this," and they did it. And that was the costuming. You know, it just that's what people they got together and we did it as a community. And we each have our, you know, specialties, things that we love the most, but we did it as a community. And that's what I really loved about this year's ALEP. I really can't wait until the next one, but it's 3 years away, an ALEP year away. It was just absolutely incredible. My highlights for the weekend, I think my highlights would start with I See Fire. I think her name is Bonnie. She is one of the elves, and she did a performance with choir backing singers and such of I See Fire, the last song at the end of Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. And it was incredible. She's got a gorgeous voice and just absolutely beautiful. Let's see, other things The Hobbit evening, I think, is always my favorite. There's music, there's dancing. We had some of the session players up on stage playing some tunes, and it was just gorgeous. This is also the thing that I found for myself too. I found myself stepping outside my ego per se. I have a few moments. I'm going to tell you one of my moments in a second, but I felt like, you know, I was trying my best to not make it just about me and my music, because I didn't really care that much. I wasn't there necessarily to sell CDs, and hopefully I sold a bunch. I really haven't done the calculations yet, but hopefully I sold a bunch, but it wasn't about that. It was about the community and being a part of that. So, you know, I was trying to highlight Jamie singing a song, and I tried to highlight Samantha playing her tunes, and I tried to highlight the Hobbit band, which we are calling Kuruk. Kuruk is the Kuruk. It's the Hobbit word for hobbits, I found out this weekend. So, the Kuruk band, I was trying to highlight those things, you know. And yes, I had my own little exciting moment when we wrote a dwarf dance. Basically, the song Moria from the Brobdingnagian Bard's album, Memories of Middle-earth. Well, we were just finishing up the dance workshop, and I was talking with Samantha, and I started playing this tune, the Moria tune, my part at least. And she was like, "Oh, that's cool." And I was like, "Yeah, it's a dwarven tune and such." And all of a sudden she said, "Oh, that makes me think of a dwarf dancing with axes." And I was like, "Awesome, I have to write a dance now." So I spent the next hour with a few other people, and we wrote a dance, a dwarven dance. And then we took it to Saturday night. We featured it at the Hobbit gathering. And then we had a whole bunch of people come up stage to learn to do this dance. And it was just amazing. It was just an amazing feeling. So that was definitely a highlight for me. I had a great time playing music for the people who went on this hike. Most of the people went on a couple hikes. And I sat there as they were coming back. I was playing music for them, and I got some great responses. All in all, it was just an absolutely amazing weekend, and I was very blessed to be a part of ALEP. And if you get a chance and you loved Lord of the Rings and Tolkien, because if you don't even bother, because it's not for you. I'll just say it. But if you love Lord of the Rings, if you love The Hobbit, then you should definitely start saving money now. It's not too expensive, a few $100, to go to ALEP in 2017 will be the next ALEP year. All right, that's all the news I have for now. The next section will be for the patrons of my music. And again, I appreciate everyone who listens to this and as well to the podcast to come. So thank you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.